Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffner and I give you skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, or weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today, we're going to give you some new guidelines for cancer for exercise during and after treatment. Guess what? It's now encouraged.
Really?
Yes. They've gone off, and it's totally changed now. So the guidelines for cancer survivors, but this is by the American College of Sports Medicine, that used to be for cancer patients, used to be rest, avoid exercise. You know, that was the old school of thinking. You know, don't over-exaggerate,
right,
don't
exactly
do too much stuff. Now we're finding that you should be physically active both during and after treatment. Very important. It used to be, in terms of for breast cancer survivors, in terms of people that had breast cancer, very concerned about having a condition called lymphedema. So there was caution to work out at all, doing any sort of, you know, strength training, arm exercises. This has all been changed now. And I think what we've done to the cancer patients, we kind of given them this attitude of be careful.
Right. You're fragile.
You're fragile. Don't do anything. And it's not only the patients, but the doctors have been that way as well. And one of the worst things we can do is to be inactive. So we have to change that paradigm. We have to shift it to now being active. Now, the minimum, what we're saying now is you're going to get at least 150 minutes per week of moderate intensity aerobic exercise. That's what's normally recommended for the general public. We definitely want to include that. But now it looks like there's a couple of things that you want to make sure that if you are a cancer survivor, a couple of things that people respond very, very favorably to, which is swimming, yoga, strength training. Very important. Now, the other thing that you want to make sure, depending upon your specific diagnosis and the type of cancer that you have, one of the things that you want to make sure that you're concerned about is due to the fact that the immune system is compromised, you want to avoid getting in the public gym setting. The reason being, we know that in the past, 5-10 years now, they've been a great source for MRSA bacteria to grow. We've seen that, the increase of the prevalence of that. So public gyms, I would say, stay away from and do your home exercise programs, do things that you're not around, tons of people. So, it's good to know that the fact that we looked into this, it's got to change. People need to exercise. And you don't have to be a Lance Armstrong. You don't have to go out and ride in the Tour de France.
Moderate
exercise. And before, during, and after, very important to surviving cancer.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.